Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now in Numbers chapter 3, verses 40 through 51, the last part of the chapter, the title of which will be Redemption of the Firstborn. Our context is this. In the first part of chapter 3, verses 1 through 39, the book of Numbers discussed the duties of the Levites, and one of their duties, of course, was to substitute for the requirement of the Israelites to present their firstborn male son to the sanctuary. And we'll talk about that in this chapter as we continue our lonely slog through the Old Testament law. Starting now in verse 40, we read this, Numbers 3. Then the Lord said to Moses, and of course that's repeated over and over and over again, the Lord said to Moses, this is direct communication from God to Moses, probably at the front of the tent of meeting, because they haven't started on their journey yet into the wilderness in the front of the tent of meeting at Mount Sinai, where it was first erected. Then the Lord said to Moses, number every firstborn male of the sons of Israel from a month old and upward, and make a list of their names. Now, what's the purpose of this numbering of the firstborn of Israel? So that the firstborn of the Israelites could be compared with the firstborn with the number of the Levites. The number of the Levites was, if you recall from our last audio in verse 39, the number was 22,000. And so since the Levites are going to have to be substituted in for the firstborn of the Israelites, we've got to know what the number of the firstborn of the Israelites are. And that number was 22,273. Not quite close, but not quite. A little bit extra, just a few extra Israelites that need to be accounted for. Well, they're going to have to be redeemed with money. But the Levites redeem all the rest of them. One for one, one Levite for every firstborn. Now earlier in Exodus, the firstborn had been sanctified to God, remember, because of what happened at Passover. The firstborn are mine, says the Lord, they're mine, they're mine, they're mine, because he saved them. And so they belong to God, and so they wouldn't need to be dedicated to God. But the problem with that is if they dedicated all the firstborn to the sanctuary, then all the firstborn will be working in the sanctuary, and the sanctuary doesn't need 22,273 firstborn running around serving in the temple. So God says, okay, well, then you can redeem them for 5 shekels. Well, now he's saying you don't even have to redeem them for 5 shekels a head. Just let the Israelites, let the Levites take the place of your firstborn, and I'm going to make it real easy on you. Verse 41, God says, you shall take the Levites for me. You shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel. And what God is saying here is, look, there's no need to ask questions or ask for reasons why. I'm doing it. The firstborn are mine. The Levites are mine. I can do what I want to do. And so you do it. And don't start shilly-shallying, prevaricating, tear-giversating when you talk to me. Just do it. So Moses in verse 42 is said to number all the firstborn. Now, of course, Moses had help, I'm sure. 22,000 people, and the one man's not going to count all that. He had help, but he was in charge of it. And I'm sure they got the family heads to come up with the numbers. All the firstborn among the sons of Israel, the same family heads that were mentioned in the previous two chapters, the same family heads who managed to number all of the men of Israel 20 years and above. Now they just measured the firstborn. That was 1 month and above. The family genealogical records would take care of all that. So Moses gets the number. We go now to verses 43 through 48 in Numbers chapter 3. And all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward. By the way, a month old, that's exactly how the Levites were numbered. They weren't numbered from 20 years old and above. That was only for the warriors. But the Levites were measured from a month old. Same here for the firstborn, I guess, to make it equal. For their numbered men were 22,273, just 273 extra firstborn compared to 22,000 Levites. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. Again, I am the Lord. Do it like I say. Now notice the cattle are redeemed also. The Israelites were supposed to give the firstborn of the cattle to the sanctuary too, but since the Levites had cattle, their cattle substituted for that requirement, so the Israelites did not have to offer their firstborn of the cattle to the sanctuary. I don't feel bad for this. The Levites and the priests got plenty of support. Peace offerings, first fruits, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of support from the Israelites in order to take care of their duties. So this is not killing the Levites at all. We move on now to verse 46. For the ransom of the 273 of the firstborn of the sons of Israel, that's the extra 273, that which number exceeded the number of Levites. For the ransom of the 273 of the firstborn of the sons of Israel, who are in excess beyond the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels apiece per head. You shall take them in terms of the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And give the money, the ransom of those who are in excess among them, to Aaron and to his sons. Now we know previously in a verse from Exodus, which I don't have in front of me here, but we know that the redemption price for a firstborn is 5 shekels. And so that's why the 5 shekels is mentioned here. You shall take 5 shekels apiece per head. So the measurement is precisely given, so people won't fudge on the amount of weight that a shekel is. They had a shekel of the sanctuary. That was a standard that they kept in the sanctuary. And they said the shekel is 20 gerahs. A gerah, by the way, is 0.586 grams. That's a 20th of a shekel. 0.586 grams, if you multiply that by 20, a shekel would be about 11 grams or so. But anyway, it was a standard that was kept in the sanctuary. That's why they called it the shekel of the sanctuary, so that weights and measures would be honest and commerce could proceed accordingly. Now, 5 shekels times 273, that number will actually be stated in the next verse when we get there, 1,365 shekels to redeem. Now, before we go to the next verse, we need to take up a problem here, the smallness of the number, 22,273. That seems like a smaller number compared, a very small number compared with the overall number of Israelites, which you remember were over 2 million, 603,550 warriors. And so people will use this, some scholars will use this as an argument that the overall number needs to be reduced from 2 million people. A lot of those arguments involve changing the number of thousand, the meaning of the Hebrew word thousand, 603,500 people. Well, 603 cheese or 603 something else. I don't think that's the way to go here. But if you take 22,273 firstborn, do some reasonable calculation, you come up with an overall number of Israelites of about 250,000, which is very small compared to 2 million. That's the NIV Study Bible points that out. How do you solve this problem? Well, here's the best solution that I have found. The 22,273 firstborn only include the firstborn since the Exodus, because those firstborn who were born before the Exodus were already set apart at the first Passover. Let's read Exodus 12:22-23, describing the first Passover. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and the two doorposts. And none of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And of course, the purpose of that destroyer was to kill the firstborn. All the Egyptians' firstborns were getting killed. What happened to the Israelites too? But they're set apart by being covered by the blood over the lintel of the doorpost at the Passover. And so God's already claimed those, so to speak. And so now this 22,273, according to this argument, refers to firstborn after that Passover, those that were born on the Exodus. I think that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, verse 47 says that 5 shekels were supposed to be paid per head. And the question is who paid them? Well, first of all, was it silver or gold? Gold shekels, silver shekels? I don't know how we're going to know that. 5 shekels, I already just mentioned that a shekel is about 11 grams. 5 shekels is about 55 grams, which is about 2 ounces. That doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, gold is expensive. It might be silver. Well, that's expensive too. So it was nice that the Israelites didn't have to pay this 5 shekels per head for their firstborn. Now, it's debated how the redemption price was paid. The amount's clear, is not totally clear, but how it was paid is a problem too, as John Gill and Jameson Fawcett and Brown point out. Was the cost of the 273 individuals, the 1,365 grams of silver or gold that had to be paid, was it paid from a general fund representing all the 22,273? In other words, was the cost split out amongst all the Israelites so that every Israelite had to pay just a little tiny bit? Or did they maybe perhaps draw lots, and the 273 unlucky ones who didn't make the 22,000 cut, did they have to pay the whole thing? I suspect that all of them spread the cost out, and it was very, very minuscule, not a big deal. We go now to Numbers 3, 49 through 51, and we'll finish up this short audio. So Moses took the ransom money from those who were in excess, beyond those ransomed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the sons of Israel, he took the money in terms of the shekel of the sanctuary, 1,365. It's interesting, verse 49 sounds like the money was paid from those who were in excess. So Moses took the random money from those who were in excess, 273. But then in verse 50 it says, from the firstborn of the sons of Israel, he took the money. So which is it? Well, since those who were in excess are included in the firstborn of the sons of Israel, I suspect that the answer is all of the sons of Israel, all of the firstborn, all the 22,273 of the sons of Israel, that's where he took the money from. Because that number would include also the number that were in excess, which would take care of verse 49. So the consequences of what I just said is there's no contradiction between verse 49 and 50. Verse 49 says those in excess paid. Verse 50 said all the firstborn of Israel paid. There's no conflict because all the firstborn of Israel in verse 50 includes those who were in excess of verse 49. And the other consequence of what I just said is the cost was shared with all the Israelites because of verse 50. I think the speculation that there was a lottery and only the 273 extra paid the full amount is not founded. And so the number is listed here at 1,365. This is how much Moses took from the firstborns of the sons of Israel, 1,365 shekels, which is 5 times 273. Then Moses gave the ransom money to Aaron and to his sons at the command of the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now finished with Numbers chapter 3. That prepares us to move forward to Numbers chapter 4. I'm going to cover the whole 49 verses, I hope. The title of that chapter is Duties of the Kohathites, Gershonites, and Merarites, which I've already talked about in our last audio, but we're going to break it down even more precisely. Hope to see you for that next audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.